This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Tomorrow's extreme winds could start earlier. Xcel Energy says they could start shutting off power to homes and businesses at 10 a.m. Around 52,000 customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties could be impacted. Xcel says they don't want downed power lines to cause wildfires. The dry, warm, and windy conditions have created extreme fire risk, and any activity that causes burning or sparks, especially around dry vegetation, could start a wildfire. This year's Denver school board election was the most expensive in the city's history, according to a new analysis. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The education news site Chalkbeat Colorado reports that candidates and outside groups spent nearly $2.4 million on the four seats up for grabs. That's about $150,000 more than 2 years ago. Donors supporting charter schools outspent the teachers' union by almost 3-1. But the money didn't sway the outcome. Candidates backed by the teachers' union won all four seats. Independent expenditure committees, which don't have to disclose donors, far outspent candidates. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The former fire captain in unincorporated Boulder County was found guilty of sexually assaulting five women in a four-year span. It took the jury less than a day to come back with the verdict. Cameron Barnaby's defense argued the 33-year-old was a womanizer and made bad moral choices, but said that the women all consented to the sexual interactions. The jury, however, sided with the state, who argued that none of the women consented to sex. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.